I became so fascinated by this idea that I even began to write a fugue on this material, using all sorts of transformational devices, just to prove to myself that Hannon can be beautiful. Let's see if I can play this thing. Anyway, it's better than that. But whether it is or not, I've lied to you. The real reason I wrote that fugue was not to prove anything about old Hannon, but to demonstrate to myself a clear musical analogy with my newfound hypothesis about converting prose into poetry. And this hypothesis of reapplying transformational rules does not seem to me far-fetched, even by the scientific standards of linguistic theory. I refer you back to Chomsky's own word, creativity, which he uses to characterize a child's ability to utter original sentences he's never heard before. Now let's extend that concept of creativity and reapply those same transformational rules to prose sentences, recreate them, so to speak, and then we may be able to account for the otherwise unaccountable creative utterances of poets.